Hundreds of Connecticut Trump supporters gather for parade, rally. By Catherine Rodriguez on October 26, 2020. Hundreds of Connecticut supporters of President Donald Trump gathered for car parades and rallies supporting the president on Sunday. WTNH reported that hundreds of cars honked their horns in North Haven and cheered in favor of the president. The North Haven rally began at Wharton Brook State Park and concluded at the North Haven Green. Supporters said they hope their attendance motivates people to get out and vote on Election Day. "Change is coming, get out there and vote," said Republican candidate for Connecticut's 3rd Congressional District, Margaret Striaker. "Change is happening, and November 3rd is going to be monumental. I've never been to anything like this before, never. I know they're all out there. I know people support Trump but are being very quiet about it," said Trump supporter Eleanor Gambardella. Meanwhile, in nearby Greenwich, hundreds of Trump supporters gathered for a Trump 2020/Back the Blue rally in the Island Beach parking lot before taking a trip down I-95 and ending in Greenwich, GreenwichTime.com reported. 350 people sent their RSVPs for the Sunday rally. "We stand for freedom in this country, and we're here to defend the people that protect our freedoms and our liberty and the Constitution of the United States," said New Canaan resident Elizabeth DeLuca, one of the organizers for the Greenwich rally. "We are here in support of Donald J. Trump. We value our freedoms in this country, and we value those people who protect our freedoms. That's the police officers, first responders, and everyone. They're the people that allow us to live, work, and prosper in this country," she added. The event was organized by members of the Make America Great Women's Facebook group and promoted entirely via social media. DeLuca said the group's members were a contingent of strong Republican women who wanted to make their voices heard. Participants dressed in red, white, and blue clothing while sporting Make America Great Again (MAGA) hats and waving their Blue Lives Matter and Trump 2020 flags. People also taped signs to their cars like "Moms for Trump, 4 more years, and Dump the Dems." The Connecticut rallies were not the only pro-Trump rallies to take place this past weekend. Residents of Kansas held the pro-Trump rolling rally that made its way to the state capitol in Topeka on Saturday. More than 1,500 cars lined up for a pro-Trump parade in Arizona on Saturday. One pro-Trump rolling rally in the Cincinnati area on I-275 Saturday drew thousands of participants, and another event in New Jersey that same day drew 1,000 participants.